You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio. Time for more Let's Talk Live Now on TalkZone. Now, here's the woman who's got what you're looking for, Miss V on the scene.
And we are back. We are back. Yes, yes, yes. I tell you, I had to take a quick pause during that second break because people are really reaching out to me via email and are listening. And I'm thankful to know that you are listening and are honing in on this truth. Now, I know we've, you know, in the past done a variety of shows that were really tuning in to things that concerned our environment and meaning, you know, everything from politics and other issues, our other, you know, personal issues. But I really believe, you know, being in personal development or into personal development, I'm an advocate for people being whole and being healed. Because I cannot say it enough to you, my listeners, my friends, that Miss V understands. I don't know if I can get that any clearer, you know, through my vocal cords out to you. We are all in a place where we are being challenged to do more, understand more. Please forgive me. I understand also, just as an example, during the Great Depression, just as an example, and I just want to throw this out there, that although people were challenged in different ways in their lives and people were losing like you wouldn't believe, and everything is relative to each era of life, people were losing homes by the droves and all that sort of stuff. Farmers went through things. I mean, every sort of area of capacity of life, people were just losing, and they were even taking their own lives. Just as they do now. But one thing I learned when I studied a little bit about that Great Depression era, there were more people that were able to birth a millionaire status. They became multimillionaires during that era of depression than we have ever known in the U.S. economy, ever. Now, I'm not saying we need to go run out there and focus our anger on getting, you know, a zillion bucks in the bank. Because, honey, money don't buy you happiness. That's not where I'm going. However, I am looking at that as a personal development mentor or advocate. And I am saying that those people, all of those people who came from many different walks of life, who didn't have a penny to put in the bank, let alone there being a bank available to put it in, so let's not go there. They didn't have anything, my friend. They did more than survive. They took every negative thing around them, inside them, their anger, their frustration, their hostility, and they made it work for generations to come. Remember the 409 guy? Maybe I didn't tell the story as best as it was told to me or as best as I read it. But I think you get the gist of that. That man's anger, 409 recipes he's designed in his capacity as a scientist or whatever his capacity was to create these chemicals and came up with the product that we all use today. Now, maybe you need to be willing to take that anger, just as I'm taking my anger and funneling it, if I could use that word that I just heard from someone, funnel that into where you're supposed to be. And I can't say enough also that you are needed. I need for you to take that anger and let it be the catalyst to propel you. I keep saying the same thing over and over because you need to hear the same thing over and over. In order for you to have faith for something, yes, faith, that you can do this, that you're supposed to do this, you got to hear it over and over again. You have no idea how much I thank God for being able to download sounds, you know, music or words. Because whenever I need that oomph to remind me, even though the person isn't there who may have said it or spoke it or sang it, I can push a button and that recording will play again over and over again. And I have the faith for that thing to bust out of the negative of anger and take that sucker and use it to my advantage. I don't think we should ever spend our lives thinking that all the things that are who we are, that make us who we are, should be thrown away. Because Miss V was recycling way before it became a common practice here in the U.S. I recycle things. I recycle those things that are tangible and not tangible. Emotions, intellect, psychological approaches to things. I recycle those things. Why? Because I believe that we all must leave a legacy and a heritage to those around us and those that will come after us. Not just your children or your neighbor, your relatives, immediate relatives, But leave a legacy of change to everyone around you. That's why I choose personal development over any other type of career or business or enterprise that I could have ever come up with. I walked away from what I knew was very good for me in corporate America. Believe me, I'm one of those New York investment banking women who walked away from that. I walked away because I knew that the anger and resentment and all those other things that I can talk about at another time were going to be those tools I needed to use to get me, to get other people like me to be where they're supposed to be. Sometimes we start in one career path, my friend, and find out that we're supposed to be doing something else. How many of you have found yourselves having gone to college, did all the stuff they said you were supposed to do for one thing, to find out 25, 30 years later, if not more or if not less, that you're supposed to be doing something else that was innately your gift and talent? Well, that's what I'm presenting to you. I have the talent and the wherewithal to show you, and I've been doing this long enough, to show you and others how to propel yourself with those characteristics, those personality traits that are who you are. And it's not difficult. Let me say that again. It's not difficult. I'll say it for the third time. It is not difficult. Stop telling yourself that lie, that it's too difficult to recreate, to change, to be, to do. You know why I say that's a lie? Because who you are right now is exactly what you've created. I've said it. Like it or not, indifferent about it or not, it is what it is. So my friend, let's begin with the first challenge that I've talked about today, anger, and take that very powerful tool, as grotesque as some people may think it can be, and invert it and be the true being that you are. Take it from Miss V. It takes work and it takes time. However, you have both time and the power and wherewithal. I want you to be able to address who you are and say to yourself, I appreciate exactly who I am, because who I am is what is needed for today. Stop letting people tell you what you are not or what you will not be. That's so far from the truth. My grandmother used to always have this expression about people who would say things negatively. First of all, don't judge nobody, because you will have to be judged in the end. And secondly, can nobody tell you what you're supposed to be or be unless they've already been it themselves? So my words to you, my friends, for those of you who say you're too angry all the time, or you're too this all the time, you're too negative, you're too, you know, just throwing those stereotypical connotations on you, take a look at them. How wonderful is their life? Do they handle their anger well? Are they filled with wisdom and tenacity, understanding how to invert things without even using the same words I'm using? Are they actively doing that in their lives? I probably would wager and win by saying, no, they're not. They're too busy beating up on you, because it's easier to do that. That's when you take anger in a negative way. It allows you to beat up on other people who you think you're stronger than. And that opens up another can of worms, which we're not going to get into today, not during this discussion. Nevertheless, it's a reality. It is a reality. But back to you. Anger is one of the things that has taught me a very vital lesson. It has a cost when used incorrectly that I am not willing to pay any longer. Being angry and resentful and hostile made me be pushed away from too many opportunities, even in my career. I can remember opportunities that were really right there laid out for me and pretty much handed over to me. But anger, doing it in a negative way, pushed that plate away from me without me even using my own hands. Nobody can work with or be in relationship with someone who is so angry that they're condescending of themselves and or those around them. Nobody but nobody can work with someone who's angry and doesn't know the benefit of keeping their mouth shut. Oh, that's another bad thing about anger. It'll have you opening your mouth, saying thoughts that should not be spoken. Let me tell you something about that in particular, about thoughts and anger thoughts. Someone spoke to me a long time ago, a very wise gentleman out in Southern California. He said, a thought unspoken dies unborn. What a revelation. I'll say that again. He said to me, a thought unspoken dies unborn. And he was saying that to me because of my mismanagement of anger, running off at the mouth, as we say, just running those lips a little bit too much. I'm so positively sure about the power of inverting anger that I cannot tell you how many more people are drawn to me. They're drawn to who I am now. I had a relative visit, or actually still is here, from the South, an elder, one of my elders. And I sat down over dinner and we were conversing, just to give you a little something here, a little intimate part of me. And we were talking about one of my two books that are coming up. The second book is really a biography. It's really a biography. And it's something that I'm willingly pouring of myself into. Well, in that biography, I was explaining to this relative that one of my major issues was anger and resentment and hostility and a big mouth. And it was a surprise to them because they had not been around me very much of my life. They couldn't see that about me. I began to map out for them some instances and situations as examples to prove that I used to be the negative, or rather be on the negative side of anger and hostility and resentment. And I kid you not, this elder in my family, who did not spend as much time around me, of course not, we're in different age groups, in my growing up years, nonetheless, they couldn't believe it, because they look at Miss V and they say, my gosh, your personality is so warm. I can see you taking a situation. They've seen me in action recently, how I can take a situation and maneuver it and work it and take that energy that could explode and funnel it, channel it, position it to be used positively and for it to have a creative flow. It's that anger that's gotten me to write not one, but two books that you both will enjoy by the end of this year, both of which you will enjoy. One will propel women and men to a place they want to be emotionally. And the second, my biography, will talk about how I got there. I often say the best example of anything is you being your own beloved. And guess what, friends? I'm not afraid or ashamed to declare that anger put me in a hole. And I had to dig my way out. And today, in spite of all the things that are going on around me, all the chaos around me, because I've inverted that anger, I am at peace and filled with joy. Hey, my relative sure saw it, and they could not be persuaded otherwise that I was any different than what they saw now. And I'm glad about it. And that's something I want to position you and other people to do. Again, just in case you don't know, I do offer through my own company, the Let's Talk Live company, a service called the Human Connection Concept, which is a mentoring, proactive, vibrant way to teach people as your advocate for you, as your mentor for you, specifically for you, there in your corner, how to invert all of the negatives. I only work with, quite honestly, some of, as crazy as this may sound, some of the most hostile people. People in government, yes. People in the music industry, yeah. People in corporate America, absolutely. And even people, believe it or not, that are in ministry. I work with all sorts of people who have these areas of life that they need to get a grasp and a hold on so that they can get the messages, make the decisions, be a part of the community building that we need to understand. And that doesn't leave you out, my friend, because either you are a part of any of those categories, you are a part of one of those categories, if not all of those categories. You are the reason that I was given the design and makeup of the Human Connection Mentoring Concept. You. You're the reason it was birthed, because too much is going on around you and no one is addressing what really matters to you. You and all those hidden things and all the reasons that anger and hostility and resentment are part of who you are. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the cause is. I don't believe in going back in the past. I remember the past, and I tell people to remember the past, but we do not go back in it. Why? Because it is the past. Your future is ahead of you. Your present is right now. That's why we should consider it a gift. It's a present, and the present is what we need to work with in balancing anger, hostility, and resentment so that we can be filled constantly with peace and joy. These are words that people just cry out for. I know what I'm talking about. I see it in the eyes of men and women everywhere. And let me say also, my perspective has shown me that what I'm talking about is not a gender-specific thing. It's never been a gender-specific category when we talk about anger or hostility. Although in some societies, we will give different names to men or women. We'll call a woman a bad name if she shows anger, where we'll say that a gentleman or a male is just being aggressive, or, you know, he's a go-getter, something like that. You know what I'm trying to say. Nonetheless, as far as Ms. V is concerned, anger is anger is anger. It doesn't come in a color. It isn't packaged any kind of way. It comes at the doorstep, which is the heart of who you are. Your heart is your doorstep, and it will knock. And if you don't know how it looks and what it's really used for, my friends, you will use it the wrong way. I did it for a lot of decades, and I'm still cleaning up some of what was done because of my hostility. Some things I've had to say goodbye to, I can teach you how to do that with ease and with poise, and I can most assuredly show you how to welcome those things that are going to replace what you're moving out. You got to learn, my friends, that you are worth it. You've got to believe it. You have got to believe that you are more than worth it. I'm spending the time with you this afternoon specific to your cause, specific to what ails you. Miss V is here always, Wednesdays right here in the zone, and offline. You can hit me up via email at missz@letstalklive.com, or better yet, give the office a call if you want to talk about what it is I can bring into your life based on what you already have and are. Dial toll free 1-800-522-1805. Listen, that's the end of the broadcast for today, but I'm glad we were able to spend this time together. Until next time, it's Ms. B signing off. I look forward to you right here at the Zone. Grace and peace to you.